This contribution discusses how emerging technologies are reshaping the way we collaborate to solve complex urban challenges. Social innovation is more than just a buzzword. It is the process of creatively recombining existing resources, like historical heritage or community skills, to meet social goals in new and sustainable ways. At the heart of this process is co-design, a practice where designers and citizens work together to create collective solutions. But as our world becomes more digital, how can we make this collaboration more inclusive and efficient? The research paper I am presenting addresses this by analyzing the Osmosi Project, a research action initiative conducted between Milan and Palermo. The project focused on socio-cultural hybrid spaces, abandoned factories, former railway toll booths, or old convents that are being transformed into hubs for urban regeneration and social inclusion. To support these spaces, the researchers developed a replicable application protocol divided into three key phases: mapping with interpretive AI. In the first phase, the team collected vast amounts of data from over 100 hybrid spaces. Here, large language models, LLMs, acted as a computational magnifying glass. They synthesized hundreds of pages of interview transcripts and surveys, identifying recurring themes and community needs that would be incredibly difficult to grasp manually. Co-design in the metaverse. Next, the project moved into immersive virtual environments. Using the platform Spatial.io, the researchers created the Osmosi Digital Area, a 3D reconstruction of the project's pilot sites. This allowed people from different geographic locations to interact as avatars, overcoming the physical and temporal barriers that often limit traditional participation. Democratization via conversational and generative AI. Finally, the results were made accessible to everyone. The team implemented an Osmosi chatbot, allowing citizens and administrators to query the research data using natural language. Simultaneously, generative AI was used to create visual toolkits and icons, helping these spaces communicate their unique identities to a broader audience. In conclusion, the Osmosi Project demonstrates that these technologies are not mere add-ons. They enable an augmented design paradigm. However, the authors remind us of the trade-offs. We must be careful not to flatten complex community narratives through AI synthesis, and we must ensure we don't exclude those with limited digital literacy. Ultimately, the goal is not to replace human interaction, but to hybridize analog and digital tools to build a more inclusive, transparent, and replicable model for social innovation in any territory.